This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
That's a good memory for Eddie Olczyk and a lot of those former Rangers. Not such a good memory for Marty Brodeur and the Devils as we welcome in Eddie O. He's going to call the game tonight. He's with us from the Prudential Center. You know, Eddie, how you doing on this Friday as you get ready for Game 6? I'll ask you first.
Doing great, Deb. EJ, nice to be with you, and looking forward to it. I think everybody wishes this puck drop was probably about 2 or 3 hours ago. So, but we're looking forward to 8 o'clock. That's for sure.
All right. So here's what I was going to say. Everyone, well, a lot people forget that the Devils had a 2-0 lead in that game. You know, we always think about the Marc Messier guarantee and the hat trick. But I was thinking about that when the Devils jumped out to a 3-0 lead the other night and then gave it up. The Devils have not been great all year holding on to those big leads. Mm-hmm. How about the fact that the Devils had a 2-0 lead in that game all those years ago?
The only reason it was 2-0 was because of the guy by the name of Mike Richter. It was one of those games, Deb, that, I'm lucky enough to be a part of the National Hockey League for a long time, and it was probably the greatest game I ever seen by a goaltender when you think about the stage that it was on. Another game that comes to mind when I was in Winnipeg for the last year that the Winnipeg Jets were back in Winnipeg in 96, Nikolai Hobby-Bullen stood on his head in a game 5 in Detroit where I think he stopped 50-some saves, and we won the game 2-1 to force a game 6 back in the peg. But that game, to me, I vividly remember some unbelievable stops by Mike Richter to give us an opportunity. Kovalev scored late in the second period, and of course the rest is history with scoring those 3 goals in the third period.
Alright, Eddie, let's fast forward tonight. Let's talk about goaltenders. Let's talk about the Ranger goaltender Henrik Lundqvist, who unusual, uncharacteristic for him. He had the 4 goals there. You don't usually see that from him in a big spot. I think he's going to come back and have a heck of a game tonight. He's going to need, I think, to have that type of game. Do you concur? Do you think that Lundqvist will play well tonight?
I do, Tim, concur on this particular subject that we're talking about, EJ. I thought the other night the only goal that he probably shouldn't have gave up was the Zajac goal.
Yeah,
I thought that was one at 2-0, that's when he's got to stop. And Zajac was almost looking like he was going to pass the puck, but he's got such a great release, and he had that puck. I mean, we got a lot of young hockey players that watch your guys' show, and I mean, the one thing is Zajac has that puck in a shooting position. So, I mean, he let that thing go, skate right, shoot left, and I thought that was one that we've seen Lundqvist make in the past. But even going back the last couple of games, I think that's the only goal that he's given up that I would say, you know what? Probably should have had. Go back to game 4 here at the Rock. The first goal of the game, Bryce Salvador shot the puck from the point. Many guys in front the screen and ended up going off the skate of Anton Strahlman and beat Henrik Lundqvist. So I think that he will bounce back. I'd imagine both guys will bounce back with the stage here in Newark tonight for a game 6.
Okay, Eddie, my favorite question to you has become, you're going to give us someone to watch and something to look for, but how about if you give us a Devil and a Ranger that you're going to have your eye on tonight, sure. Who may really count in the outcome of this game?
Well, I think when you think about the Devils, I think you have to start with Zach Parise. And any time I get a chance, I think, EJ, we talked about this on Tuesday. I mean, when I think of the New Jersey Devils, I think about the leadership at top of Mr. Lamoriello, Lou Lamoriello, the president and general manager of the New Jersey Devils. But I look at the captain. I look at Zach Parise, who's had some really, really good shifts, some active shifts. And I think if anything good comes tonight from the New Jersey Devils, I think he's going to be right in the middle of it. He may not get any points, but to me, I think Zach Parise is a real key in this hockey game to give the Devils an opportunity to take on the LA Kings in a Stanley Cup final. And for the Rangers, I'm going to go to Marian Gaborik, Deb. I think that the opportunities that he had back in Game 5, remember he airmailed that opportunity in the first period up and over the net. Marty Brodeur was out. He shot it up high. Yes, the puck was on edge, but those are the type of pucks you got to put in a net. The puck seemed to be finding him, and then he gets that goal, that crazy goal to start the third period in Game 5. So I'm going to look at Marian Gaborik for the Rangers, and I'm going to look at Zach Parise for the Devils.
Hey, Eddie, let me ask you about another Ranger, Brad Richards. We've talked about him a little bit already on the show today. It wasn't his best performance the other night. What do you expect out of Brad Richards tonight?
Well, the reason he was brought here, EJ, was to get the Rangers to the next step, and the next step would be to give themselves an opportunity at a Game 7. There is something for experience. There is something for the big stage. Brad Richards has shown that all playoffs, stepping up when the Rangers have needed somebody to score a goal, set up a goal, win a faceoff at a key time. It wasn't one of his best games, but the Devils, you know, they paid close attention to him. So I would expect Richards to bounce back with a real huge game, and I think that you do have have to lean on your experience. And, of course, his experience doesn't get any better than winning Stanley Cup with Tampa Bay along with his head coach.
Last thing for me is about the start of the game. I mean, all the talk about the Rangers' poor starts, thought for sure that they would come out flying in the last game, and they did not. Can you see a scenario by which they don't come out to a, get off to a good start tonight?
Last half of your question first. I don't. I expect them to be really on their toes, but I would disagree with you, Deb. I mean, the score wasn't what they wanted after what they only gave up five shots and the first three pucks ended up in behind Henrik Lundqvist and they were down 3-0. But, you know, I thought their start was okay. I mean, I think they were winning some races. They were doing a lot of right things. To me, I'm pointing down to my right here. I mean, this is the defensive zone for the New York Rangers. To me, when they're having great success, that first pass from defenseman to the partner, D to D, or from defenseman up to the winger. To me, that's the whole key for the Rangers to really kind of get their game going. And I thought they did a good job of that for a lot of that early in that first period, but that first goal went in and all of a sudden it kind of just, they lost some traction. So I would expect both teams to want to come out with a really good start. You hear it all the time, but I think the Devils probably feel, I would feel that way, is look, we have a great chance here to win this game in the first period. Now, we did give up a 3-0 lead the other night and end up being 3-3 in the third, but I think the Devils are going to come out with, you know, all sorts of pressure and opportunities to really try to take this game to the Rangers early in this game. Because the one thing we talked about all year, Deb and EJ, is that the question mark that I had about the Rangers, goaltender, can't argue. Team defense, can't argue. But do they have enough offensive finish to be able to get the job done when push comes to shove? Well, you know what? There's going to be a lot of shoving and pushing tonight. And can the Rangers answer the bell offensively tonight?
We're really looking forward to it. We'll see you there. Have a great game.
All right, have a great weekend. Stay safe, everybody, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.